Hey there, ready for another deep dive? Today we're cracking open Past the Salt and the Silent Resentment. And let me tell you, this isn't your grandma's marriage advice book.
No, definitely not. It's more like, remember those witty comebacks you wish you had during those spirited discussions about whose turn it is to unload the dishwasher?
Oh, tell me about it. It's like they bottled up all that pent-up marital humor. And speaking of those little arguments, you ever notice how something like a thermostat setting can become a relationship showdown?
It's uncanny, right? And that's where Past the Salt really grabbed me. Instead of this whole 50-50 marriage fantasy, they're like, buckle up, folks, because this ride's got twists and turns.
And they're not afraid to admit that a 50-50 split is practically impossible to achieve. Instead of aiming for equal, they suggest fair. But what does fair even mean in a marriage? Because it's not always about keeping score, right?
Exactly. It's about recognizing that sometimes one person's carrying a heavier load, and that's okay as long as both people feel heard and respected.
Yeah.
Even when, you know, someone's rocking those questionable fashion choices.
And that's what I love about this book. They find the humor in those everyday discrepancies. Like, remember that chapter, The Fine Art of Trusting Someone Who Buys Novelty Socks? I mean, come on, we've all been there.
Totally. And it's a good reminder that those quirks, those little things that make us raise an eyebrow, are often the things we were initially drawn to.
It's about choosing to laugh rather than letting those differences build resentment, right? And speaking of resentment, Past the Salt dives deep into communication, not just talking, but really listening.
Yes, active listening. It's amazing how often we're just nodding along, pretending to pay attention, while our minds are a million miles away.
They have this hilarious example about a couple arguing over, get this, recycling bins. It's something we can all relate to. Your partner is passionate about something you find utterly boring.
And your mind starts to wander, right? But instead of tuning out, the book gives these hilarious but practical tips for what they call fake engagement. Subtle ways to stay present without actually having to be invested in the topic.
Genius. Because let's be honest, maintaining that level of focus during every single conversation is a tall order.
It is. And Past the Salt gets that. But they also stress how powerful humor can be, especially during arguments. Ever notice how a well-timed joke can just disarm a tense moment?
Absolutely. And it's not just use humor. They give specific examples. Like if someone's complaining about chores, whip out your own comically long chores completed list.
Exactly. Because laughter can be such a powerful way to connect, even in the middle of a disagreement. It shifts the whole dynamic.
And speaking of arguments, Past the Salt acknowledges that disagreements are just part of being in a relationship. It's not about avoiding conflict altogether. It's about how you handle it. What do you think about their take on conflict resolution?
It was refreshing, honestly. Mm. Instead of this idea that conflict is bad, they frame it as an opportunity for growth. It's about getting to a deeper understanding of each other.
One of the key takeaways for me was their emphasis on choosing your battles.
Right. That age-old question, is this the hill I want to die on? Sometimes keeping the peace is more important than winning the argument.
Exactly. And they give some great tips on how to do that, like taking a break when things get heated, using humor to lighten the mood, and really trying to see things from your partner's point of view.
Perspective taking is huge. It's about recognizing that their reality is just as valid as yours, even if you don't agree with it in that moment.
Which, let's be real, can be incredibly hard, especially when emotions are running high.
For sure. It takes effort, but Past the Salt gives some good strategies for building that empathy, even when you're feeling frustrated or unheard.
One thing they suggest is using I statements to express how you feel. That way you're communicating your needs without putting the other person on the defensive.
It's about taking ownership of your own emotions rather than blaming your partner for how you feel. It makes a world of difference.
They also talk about the importance of finding a compromise.
Which, as they point out, doesn't always mean a perfectly balanced solution. Sometimes it's about taking turns, you know. One person gets their way this time, the other person gets theirs next time.
Right. It's that long-term perspective, that sense of fairness and reciprocity we talked about earlier.
And that requires trust, doesn't it? You have to trust that your partner has your best interests at heart, even when they're not actively fighting for your side in that moment.
Speaking of trust, that's another big theme in Past the Salt, and I love how they break it down into these relatable, everyday examples.
Oh, for sure. One of my favorite analogies is how they compare trust in a marriage to those trust falls you do in team-building exercises.
Yeah, but not in the literal sense, right? It's not about physically catching each other. It's more about those everyday acts of reliance and vulnerability.
Exactly. It's about trusting them to pick up the dry cleaning, not spend your entire emergency fund on a rare comic book collection. You know, the important stuff.
Okay. The comic book thing is hilarious, but it illustrates how those trust falls in a marriage can sometimes feel like a gamble, right?
Absolutely. We're putting our faith in another person to make good decisions, even when their definition of good might be a little different from ours.
And that's where respect comes in, right? Respecting your partner means trusting their judgment, even if you would have made a different choice. It's about giving them the space to be themselves, even if that self sometimes buys questionable socks.
Exactly. Just like those novelty socks we talked about earlier.
It's all connected.
Yeah.
But seriously, it's about appreciating those differences, those rough edges, those things that make up the tapestry of your shared life.
It's about finding the humor in those differences, even when they drive you a little crazy.
Mm.
Because a little bit of quirkiness keeps things interesting, right?
Totally. It's a good reminder that marriage isn't about finding your clone. It's about appreciating the things that make your partner unique, even when those unique traits involve leaving the bathroom light on.
Yeah. Time.
Right. But in all seriousness, I love how Pass the Salt dives into that balance between individuality and togetherness.
Yeah, it's something a lot of couples struggle with, especially as they spend more and more time together.
It's easy to lose yourself in a relationship, to start merging your identities, but they make a really compelling argument for why me time isn't selfish. It's actually essential for a healthy relationship.
Totally. It's like that saying, you can't pour from an empty cup. When we take time to recharge our own batteries, we're better partners.
So true. Now, let's talk about a topic that often makes couples squirm, especially when it comes to talking about it openly. Finances.
Ah, yes. The F word.
Yeah.
It's amazing how a topic that's so central to our lives can still feel taboo to discuss, even with the person we share a bank account with.
Right. But Pass the Salt dives right in, dedicating a whole chapter to this idea of financial harmony. And I appreciate that they acknowledge there's no one-size-fits-all solution.
Exactly. They present both sides, joint accounts versus separate, budgeting strategies, financial goals, and really encourage couples to figure out what works best for their unique situation.
Which is so important because money conversations can often be shrouded in secrecy and shame. Pass the Salt reminds us that it's okay to talk about it openly and honestly, even when there are disagreements.
Because ultimately, financial stability in a marriage isn't about depriving yourselves of joy. It's about making mindful choices that allow you to enjoy your life together while also planning for the future.
It's about finding that balance between living in the moment and setting yourselves up for long-term success.
And it requires teamwork. It's not about one person dictating the terms. It's about collaborating on a financial plan that feels supportive for both partners.
Makes sense. Okay, so we've covered communication, conflict, trust, and finances. Now let's talk about the other big one that often makes people squirm. Intimacy. Pass the Salt definitely doesn't shy away from this one either.
Not at all. They tackle it with their signature blend of humor, honesty, and a good dose of realism.
So what's their take on keeping that spark alive, especially when life gets busy and you're juggling work, kids, and everything else?
Well, they have this brilliant metaphor. They call it the intimacy tango. It perfectly captures that blend of effort, compromise, and playfulness that's needed to maintain a strong connection.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more about this intimacy tango.
Well, just like a tango requires two partners moving in sync, intimacy in a marriage requires both people to be actively engaged and in tune with each other's needs and desires.
It's not about waiting for the other person to make a move. It's about actively participating in creating those moments of connection.
Precisely. And they make a really important distinction between intimacy and sex. While sex is a part of intimacy for many couples, it's not the be-all and end-all.
Intimacy encompasses so much more than that. Physical touch, emotional vulnerability, shared experiences, even those small everyday moments of connection that can easily get overlooked.
Right, like holding hands, giving each other compliments, or just expressing gratitude for each other's presence in your lives. Those small gestures go a long way.
They also talk about the importance of scheduling romance, which initially made me cringe a little. I mean, who schedules romance? But their reasoning actually makes a lot of sense.
It does. When we don't make time for intimacy, it's way too easy to let it slide.
So true. Life gets in the way, and suddenly it's been weeks since you had a conversation that didn't revolve around grocery lists or whose turn it is to walk the dog.
Exactly. And those shared experiences, those moments of connection, are so crucial.
So it's not about these over-the-top romantic gestures. It's about making time for each other, even if it's just 15 minutes at the end of the day to cuddle on the couch and talk.
Precisely. Pass the Salt reminds us that intimacy doesn't have to be complicated or expensive. Sometimes, the most romantic thing you can do is order takeout, put on your sweatpants, and just enjoy each other's company.
It's about being present with each other, letting go of all the other distractions, and just being fully in the moment.
Absolutely. Now, in addition to physical and emotional intimacy, pass the salt also talks about the importance of intellectual connection in a marriage.
Because it's easy to fall into a rut, right, where you're just talking about logistics and to-do.
Exactly. But relationships thrive on shared interests, good conversation, those moments where you're challenged and stimulated intellectually.
So it's about making an effort to keep those conversations flowing, whether it's discussing a book you've both read, debating current events, or just sharing your thoughts and ideas about the world.
Precisely. And it's about being open to learning from each other, expanding your horizons, and growing together intellectually.
Because when you're intellectually stimulated by your partner, it adds this whole other layer of depth and excitement to the relationship.
Absolutely. It's about keeping that spark of curiosity and connection alive, even after years, decades of being together.
I love that. Now, speaking of long-term relationships, Pass the Salt doesn't sugarcoat things. They acknowledge that marriage is a journey, not a destination. There are going to be ups and downs, smooth sailing, and rough waters, but they argue that it's how you navigate those challenges together that really matters.
So true. And one of the most important ingredients for navigating those challenges is gratitude.
Because gratitude has this incredible power to shift our perspective, right?
Yeah.
When we're focused on the things we're grateful for, life just seems brighter.
Exactly. And it's the same in marriage. When we make an effort to appreciate the good in our partners and our relationships, it can have a huge impact on our happiness and well-being.
So how do they suggest cultivating more gratitude in a marriage?
They offer lots of practical tips. One I really like is starting each day by sharing one thing you're grateful for with your partner.
Such a simple practice, but I can see how it would be so powerful.
Totally. And it doesn't have to be anything major. It could be something like, I'm grateful you make me laugh, or I'm grateful you made coffee this morning.
It's about noticing and appreciating those small, everyday acts of love and kindness that we often take for granted.
Exactly. The more we focus on the positive, the more we have to be grateful for.
So true. Now, before we move on, anything else about Pass the Salt or the importance of finding humor and grace in marriage that really stood out to you?
You know, the biggest takeaway for me is that marriage is a journey, not a destination. It's not always easy, but it's always worth it. And when we approach our marriages with humor, adventure, and a willingness to grow together, we create something truly special.
I love that. Because at the end of the day, marriage is about so much more than checking boxes. It's about sharing your life with someone you love, building a partnership based on love, laughter, and mutual respect.
Beautifully said.
Now, before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I want to leave you with a thought-provoking question to ponder. We've talked a lot about finding humor in the everyday challenges of marriage, but what about those times when it's really, really hard to find the funny side? Those moments when you're feeling frustrated, disconnected, just over it.
Those moments are inevitable, aren't they? No matter how strong your relationship is.
Exactly. And that's what we'll be digging into in the next part of our deep dive. We'll explore how to navigate those rough patches, those times when it's tough to find the humor, without letting them derail the entire relationship.
So, ready to roll up our sleeves and get into the nitty-gritty of Pass the Salt. You know, those practical tips we can actually use.
Oh, absolutely. Because it's one thing to talk about communication and gratitude in theory, but putting it into practice in the heat of the moment, well, that's a whole other story.
You're preaching to the choir. But that's what I love about Pass the Salt. They don't just leave you hanging with these vague ideas. They give you actual tools. Like, here's a wrench, here's a screwdriver, go fix your relationship.
I love that. A relationship toolkit. So what's the first tool we should grab?
Well, they keep coming back to communication. And for good reason. It's the foundation of everything.
Right. It's like the bedrock of any relationship, romantic or not.
Exactly. And they offer some solid advice on how to make it better in a marriage. One thing that stuck with me was this idea of actually scheduling time for couples' conversations.
I'll admit, that sounded a bit stiff to me at first, like scheduling a business meeting with your spouse.
Right. But their point is not to make it all formal and structured. Mm-hmm. It's more about carving out that space, you know, without distractions, where you can both be fully present and talk about what you need, what you want, any issues that are coming up.
So it's about creating that safe space for real, honest communication.
Exactly. Because think about it. How often are we really, truly present during conversations with our partners. It's usually one ear in while we're scrolling through our phones or mentally making a grocery list.
It's so easy to fall into that trap. Life gets busy, you know?
For sure. And that's why past assault really stresses active listening. Really tuning in to what your partner is saying, their words, their tone, their body language, the whole nine yards. And trying to see things from their side, even if you don't agree.
Putting down the phone, making eye contact, actually absorbing what they're saying instead of just waiting for your turn to talk.
Yes, and asking questions to make sure you understand. They say that sometimes just feeling heard and validated is enough to stop a fight before it starts.
That's huge, right? Sometimes we just want to know that our partner gets us.
Totally. And that feeling of being understood can really bring you closer, even when you're disagreeing about whatever started the conversation.
So we've got active listening down, but they also talk about knowing when to just listen without jumping in to offer solutions or advice.
Yes. Sometimes our partners don't need us to fix anything. They just need to vent, get it off their chest.
So it's about being an empathetic listener instead of always feeling like we have to be the problem solver.
Right on. And sometimes the best thing we can do is just say, I hear you, or I'm here for you, and let them know they're not alone.
So important. Okay, shifting gears a bit, they also give a lot of practical tips for keeping the romance alive, which, let's face it, can be a challenge in a long-term relationship.
It's true, but Pass the Salt reminds us that it doesn't require grand gestures or anything. It's those small, everyday things that really make a difference.
So being intentional about making time for each other, even when life's crazy.
Exactly. It's about making your relationship a priority and finding those little ways to keep the spark alive, even when you're both exhausted.
Because sometimes those small gestures mean the most when we feel like we have the least to give, wouldn't you say?
Totally. It's about showing your partner you're thinking of them, you care, you're willing to make the effort, and they have some really fun ideas.
Like what? Spill the tea.
Well, they're big on scheduling date nights, but not just dinner and a movie, something different.
It's easy to fall into a rut.
Exactly. They say try something new, something you'll both enjoy. A cooking class, a hike, exploring a new part of town, even just staying in and playing board games.
It's about those shared experiences, breaking out of the routine and creating new memories.
Exactly. And they also talk about physical touch. Now, before you go there, it's not just about sex, although they do say a healthy sex life is important.
Of course, that's a big part of intimacy for a lot of couples, and it shouldn't be ignored.
Right. But what I like is they talk about all those other forms of physical touch. Holding hands, cuddling, back rubs, even just a quick kiss, hello, or goodbye.
Staying physically connected, even when life gets in the way.
Right. Those little things make a difference. They also dedicate a lot of time to emotional intimacy, which can be even harder than physical intimacy sometimes.
Oh, absolutely. Emotional intimacy, feeling truly seen and heard by your partner, being able to be completely open and honest without being judged, that's a big deal.
It is. It takes work to create that safe space for vulnerability.
So how do they suggest cultivating that kind of intimacy?
Empathy is a big one. Really trying to see things from your partner's perspective, even when it's hard, even when you disagree with them.
Putting yourself in their shoes, trying to understand their experience.
Exactly. And they talk about being present.
Yeah.
Putting away the phones, turning off the TV, giving each other your undivided attention.
It's so easy to be distracted these days. Those moments of true presence where you're really focused on each other, they're so important.
Absolutely. That's where true connection happens.
Before we move on, anything else about intimacies stand out to you from the book?
Oh, yeah. They talk about the importance of affirmation and appreciation. Just telling your partner what you love about them, what you appreciate, how amazing they are. It makes a world of difference.
It's like watering a plant, right? Those words of affirmation nourish the relationship.
I love that analogy.
Okay, let's talk about another important aspect of a healthy marriage, maintaining your individuality. Because as much as we love our partners, it's so easy to lose yourself in a relationship, especially when you're spending a lot of time together.
It really is. Pass the Salt makes a good point about that. How crucial it is to maintain your own identity, your own interests, even within a committed relationship.
Because we're still our own people, right? With our own passions, our own goals.
Exactly. And we need to keep nurturing those parts of ourselves, even as we're nurturing our relationships.
So how do they suggest finding that balance between togetherness and individuality?
They're big on scheduling me time, which might seem counterintuitive. Like, shouldn't you want to spend all your time with the person you love?
It's easy to fall into that trap.
For sure.
Yeah.
But they say that even the healthiest relationships need space to breathe. Forcing yourself to be on all the time, it just leads to resentment.
So giving each other the freedom to pursue your own interests actually strengthens the relationship.
Absolutely. When you're happy and fulfilled as an individual, you bring so much more to the table as a partner.
Which takes us back to filling your own cup first.
Exactly. And communication is key here, too. It's about talking to each other about what you need to feel happy and fulfilled as individuals, and then respecting each other's needs and boundaries.
Because what works for one person might not work for another, and what worked for your relationship in one season of life might not work in another.
100%. Flexibility and communication are key.
Now for another big one that trips couples up, conflict. Because let's be real, disagreements are inevitable.
Oh, absolutely. But like they say in Pass the Salt, it's not about if you fight, it's about how you fight. And they have some really helpful tips for making those disagreements productive instead of destructive.
Okay, lay it on me. What are some of their secrets to fighting fair?
Well, choosing your battles is a big one.
Not every little thing is worth arguing about, right?
Exactly. Sometimes it's better to just let it go, especially if it's something minor. Save your energy for the things that really matter.
Prioritize those battles.
Yes. And when you do disagree, they emphasize being respectful. So no personal attacks, no name calling, no bringing up the past.
It's about addressing the issue at hand, trying to find a solution together instead of just trying to be right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they give some good pointers for how to do that, like using I statements instead of you statements, which feels less accusatory.
And really trying to listen to and understand your partner's perspective, even if you don't see eye to eye.
Exactly. It's not about one person being right and the other being wrong. It's about finding common ground and moving forward together.
And sometimes that means agreeing to disagree.
100%. You don't have to agree on everything to have a happy marriage.
It's about respecting each other's differences and figuring out how to coexist peacefully, even when you don't see things the same way.
Well said.
Okay, let's talk about intimacy again for a minute. We touched on this earlier, but I think it's worth revisiting.
For sure. It's a big one.
Pass the Salt is really big on the idea that intimacy is crucial to a healthy and fulfilling marriage.
Yeah, they emphasize that it's not just about sex, although that's part of it. It's about feeling close, connected to your partner, both physically and emotionally.
And they give some great tips on how to keep that spark alive, even when life gets hectic.
Like making time for each other, even if it's just a few minutes each day to connect.
And prioritizing physical touch, not just sex, but all those other forms of physical affection.
Holding hands, cuddling, a hug when you get home from work, just those little reminders that you're physically connected, that you care.
And then there's emotional intimacy, being able to really talk to each other, share your feelings, your fears, your dreams.
Absolutely. Pass the Salt encourages couples to find what works for them, whether it's cuddling on the couch and talking, taking a walk together, or just sitting down over a cup of coffee and having a real conversation. It's about making time for those deeper connections.
Because at the end of the day, intimacy is about making your partner feel loved and appreciated.
Perfectly said. Now let's wrap things up with a little chat about gratitude.
Yes, because gratitude is so powerful. It can really change your whole outlook, not just in your relationships, but in life in general.
Pass the Salt has a whole chapter on the power of gratitude, and I think it's one of the most important chapters in the book.
So what are their suggestions for cultivating more gratitude in our marriages?
Well, they have a bunch of practical tips, but one of my favorites is to start each day by thinking of three things you're grateful for in your relationship. It's a great way to start your day on a positive note.
It's so simple, but I bet it makes a big difference.
It does. It really shifts your focus from what's wrong to what's right. They also talk about writing each other letters of appreciation, which I think is a really sweet gesture.
It's about taking the time to really appreciate all the good things, big and small.
Absolutely. And the more you focus on the good, the more good you'll see. It's like a positive feedback loop.
So true. Now, before we move on, any final thoughts on Pass the Salt or the Art of Marriage that you want to share?
You know, for me, the biggest takeaway from the book is that marriage is a journey, not a destination. It's going to have its ups and downs, its twists and turns, but that's all part of the adventure. And if you approach it with a sense of humor, a willingness to grow and learn, and a whole lot of love, it can be an incredible ride.
I love that, because at the end of the day, it's about sharing your life with your best friend, your partner in crime, the person who gets you, even when you're being totally ridiculous.
Absolutely. It's about choosing each other day after day and finding joy in the journey, even when it's messy and unpredictable.
Beautifully said. Now, as we head into the final part of our deep dive, I want to shift the focus to you, our amazing listeners. We've talked about a lot, but I'm curious, what really hit home for you from Pass the Salt? Any particular takeaways that felt especially relevant to your own relationship?
Yeah, I'm always curious to hear what sticks with people, because it's one thing to get these concepts intellectually, but figuring out how to actually apply them, that's the real challenge, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's easy to read a book and nod along, but putting it into practice, that's where the real growth happens.
100%. That's where the rubber meets the road.
Now, we've talked a lot about finding the humor in everyday relationship stuff, but we've all been there, those times when it's tough to find the funny side, those moments when you're just frustrated or disconnected. And Pass the Salt reminds us those moments are normal. They happen in every relationship. They also give some great advice on how to deal with those rough patches.
One thing they talk about that I think is so important is remembering why you chose each other in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy to get caught up in the day-to-day and forget those qualities that you fell in love with.
It's like we need to remind ourselves to water the plant of our relationship, even when it feels a little dry.
Exactly. We have to nurture those feelings of love and appreciation, even when it's hard.
And sometimes that means making a conscious effort to focus on the good, even when it's easier to see the annoying stuff.
Because, let's be real, nobody's perfect. We all come with our own set of quirks and flaws. And honestly, those imperfections are part of what makes us lovable.
Pass the Salt is great at reminding us that it's okay to laugh at those little quirks, those annoying habits, as long as it's coming from a place of love and understanding.
Finding that humor, it can really soften the blow of those everyday annoyances. It helps you see your partner with a little more compassion.
So true. And another thing they talk about is the importance of actually telling your partner what you need, directly and honestly.
Because as much as we wish they could read our minds, they usually can't. We have to communicate clearly, say what we need, and then be open to hearing their needs as well.
It goes both ways, right? It's not just about getting your needs met. It's about being willing to listen to and understand your partner's needs, too.
100%. It's a two-way street. Always. Relationships thrive on that give and take, that willingness to meet in the middle.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into Pass the Salt and the Silent Resentment, the biggest takeaway for me is that a happy marriage, it's not about being perfect all the time. It's about showing up for each other, even when it's hard, even when you're frustrated, even when you just want to throw in the towel.
Love isn't always easy, but it's always, always worth it. And when you can approach your relationship with humor, grace, and a whole lot of love, well, that's when the magic really happens.
Beautifully said. That's the heart of it right there.
Well, that about wraps up our deep dive into Pass the Salt and the Silent Resentment. We've explored the book's wisdom on communication, conflict, intimacy, and the importance of humor and gratitude. But most importantly, we hope this deep dive has sparked some ideas and inspired you to invest in the most important relationship in your life. Until next time, remember to keep laughing together, keep learning together, and keep choosing each other every single day.